The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or Pamel Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. This is your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. And this week I'm going to be sharing a lot of stuff having to do with just quality of life, right? I'm always talking about nutrition, exercise. It's very important to understand these concepts, but, you know, pain. Pain's a big factor as far as leading a healthy, happy life. Because many people have, you know, poor mental attitudes because they're hurting all the time, and that can be miserable. And often what I hear is, you know, I have arthritis. What can I do about it? My mother had arthritis. My grandmother, my grandfather, somebody in your lineage had arthritis. And in some regards, we've been taught to blame that for why we have pain and irritation, but that isn't how it works. Certain types of arthritis could be genetically related, but the majority of arthritis pain that we assume has to do with our family passing it down really doesn't. It's osteoarthritis, and it's a sort of damage we do to our own body that creates this form of arthritis. So it's really important to try to figure out what's going on really up front. The best thing you can do is try to do the things to avoid it, right? If you injure yourself, take care of the problem right away when you injure yourself. But many people don't do that. We're told to manage the pain. So if you sprain your ankle, you fall, you damage your lower back, or you twist your knee or shoulder, whatever, we're told to just manage the pain. Take a pill, ice it down. No one ever tells you to reposition the joint so it isn't in an abnormal position moving forward and it wears and tears as you get older. So arthritis, it's just different, right? Because if you take care of it properly, it would never really bother you. And some of the first things we see is if you have arthritis, it's when you see a vertebra that's a backbone or other bones in your body, they get slightly out of alignment. So if your knee's a little bit twisted, if your foot flares out a little bit, if your hips are rotated a little bit, or if your shoulders, one's lower than the other, or it's rotated, your head's out in front of your body, this creates uneven loading on joint surfaces. And over time, what it does is it leads to accelerated cartilage wear and tear. So the disc is made of cartilage, so it starts breaking down unevenly or improperly, which creates pain over time. Next thing up, it creates micro trauma to the synovial tissues. So your joints, they're wrapped in sort of a shell, right? It's a soft shell, but inside of there, there's fluid called synovial fluid. And the synovial fluid helps to protect the joint, helps keep it moving, you know, helps to keep it mobilized. But you can break down the synovial tissues that keep the joint together. They're almost like a gel cap wrapped around your joint, and there's fluid inside. So you got to kind of try to make sure this function is as good as it can. And the next thing that happens, which happens quite frequently, is bone remodeling. This is a crazy concept, but when your body's abnormally positioned, an example is if your head is forward, you have forward head posture, and almost everybody has this. You might not even realize it just from looking at computers, your phone, just be, you know, having your head forward so frequently, you develop this forward head posture. And then what happens is you develop osteophytes or bone spurs because your spinal bones are loaded unequally. So it increases the joint pressure and the disc degeneration, and the bone spurs grow trying to protect you. It's kind of if you see a telephone pole leaning and they put another pole up against it so it can't fall, bone spurs tend to grow in areas that there's more pressure trying to protect you. So ultimately you have these issues and it creates over time. And it's a long amount of time. This is why I say it's more important to try to take care of this stuff when it first happens, because over a long time, it creates pain, inflammation, and damage. Matter of fact, arthritis, by nature of the word, means arth means joint, itis means inflammation. So arthritis, the name means joint inflammation. So if you have any sort of arthritis, particularly osteoarthritis, which is a type we tend to create, right? If you have other stuff, you can have other forms of arthritis, which could be autoimmune, could have other forms of causation. But osteoarthritis are little issues you create, or maybe you don't realize your posture's out of alignment due to something wrong in your spine or nervous system, and then your body's trying to compensate and it develops arthritis. So what happens is you have restricted or restricted or hypermobile joints. That means more movement than it should. And I see patients every day with either of these two conditions. So if you have hypomobility, it means your joints can be more stiff. They're not moving as freely as they can. You might be somebody who just has natural hypomobility, have less than normal motion. And you can tell this by if it's very difficult for you to touch your toes, not because you haven't done it in a while, but because it's always been difficult. You're not extremely flexible. Then you have reduced synovial fluid circulation. What I just described earlier is that's the lubrication around the joints. They don't move as much, and it impairs the cartilage, the disc's nutrition and waste removal. So this is a big part of it. I don't want to get too much into weeds. If your joint isn't moving properly, if it was ever injured and it's not moving properly, your body has a natural reaction to stop that joint from moving the way it should. So it becomes stiffer. It could even be locked in that position. And then your body, your discs require motion to pull the fluid in or out. So if you have a sponge between your two hands and you put your hands underwater, but you don't squeeze the sponge, you just move your hands back and forth, you're not going to get much water in and out of the sponge. You have to take the same sponge and put it underwater, and you put your hands closer together and pull them apart, sort of squishing the sponge and expanding the sponge is going to push fluid out and pull fluid in. And that's how your discs in your spine and your discs in every joint has cushioning. That's how it gets nutrition and eliminates the waste products. Essentially, it's the metabolism of that joint. So you can pull in nutrients, just like when you squeeze the sponge, it pushes out fluid. That's like pushing out waste product. And when you pull your hands apart, it pulls in fluid and imbibes or drinks in fluid. And that's where you get nutrition from. So what happens is if you have arthritis or anything like that, it can really cause pain over time. And pain isn't the issue. I always say this all the time. Pain isn't the major issue. Pain's the thing alerting to you that you have an issue. So when you see misaligned bones, right, they shift weight on the smaller joint areas. Now imagine if you had a pole holding your front porch up, or you had some sort of, you know, pole holding your home up, or multiple poles, or, you know, whatever you want to call them. If they're not at 90 degrees to the ground, right, if they're leaning, then they're going to break down much faster. So if they're leaning, there's going to be much more pressure on one side of the base of that post, and that post will break down much faster. So this is what happens when you have misaligned bones. It's going to shift weight on a smaller joint area. And Wolf's law, it's a natural law, bone's going to become thickened on that side, and it's going to be thinner on the other side. So Wolf's law is really neat. I just want to share this with you. If you're a sprinter or a runner, you're going to develop stronger bones in the front of your shins and thighs, in the back of your shins and thighs. Now, if you're a skater, you're going to develop stronger bones on the outside and inside of your bones. They're going to develop more density. But if you have abnormal weight distribution across certain joints, particularly in the spine, they're going to break down. It could even be compressed on one side versus the other. And then it starts creating abnormal shapes to your spine, your spinal cord, and obviously the function reaching your body. So I see this all the time. You'll see someone where the knee, so if your knee may be bending inwards, right? It may be kind of bowed inwards. It's called genovalgus, bent inwards. And then the pressure increases on that inward part of your knee and the cartilage thins out. So that's what happens, and it hurts over time. So it's so important to try to take care of issues when you see them. You can do all sorts of physical therapies for knees, you know, shoulders, hips, ankles. When it comes to spinal health, you know, that's the expertise of the chiropractor. So if you go to a very good corrective chiropractor, they specialize in getting your spine back to normal position, which should look like from the front straight up and down, right? Your shoulders are nice and level, hips are nice and level, spine straight up and down. And from the side, you should have those curves. So in your neck, you should have a curve going forward, your mid back going backwards, and your lower back going forward again. That's really important because it shows if that's out of position, spinal adjustments will restore the play and motion symmetry. So it's real that symmetry in the joint is so important for not getting arthritis. I know I'm getting in the weeds, but I know a lot of you have arthritis and it hurts. It stinks. I remember when I was young, my grandmother, she was in a wheelchair when she was very young. She's probably in her 40s or 50s in a wheelchair. And she's saying there's nothing she could do about it because she just had arthritis. So I had it in my head somewhere. You get arthritis and it's over with, right? You sort of catch arthritis like you catch a cold and it's just over with. And I realize now through tons of research and dealing with patients for 27 years, that is not the case. It could be really overcomable. To what extent matters how far it's progressed. But my grandmother, she just had these issues and said, I'm just in a wheelchair. I'm wheelchair bound. I can't get up and walk because I have arthritis. And over time, if you believe that, you're not going to be moving that much and you can develop more and more arthritis and you can make that dream come true if you wanted to. But the key is motion. It's always motion, getting your body moving better. So for me, 55-year-old male, right, I have stiffness and sometimes tightness, but there's things I do trying to make it better. One of the biggest things I do every day is get in a sauna. So if you have access to a sauna, you elevate your body's core temperature, and the core temperature allows the joints to move freer. It almost frees up that lubrication, helps you feel better. That's an easy one. Everybody knows about that. When you're warmed up, you feel better. Another thing I do all the time is I get adjusted at least once a week. I've been doing this for decades. And being adjusted, having your bones moved back to the proper position is so essential for having them to move properly. So the weight becomes distributed equally over the joint. It moves freely without anything holding it up or keeping it from moving well. And it essentially allows the discs and soft tissue to get more nutrients in it and helps them be much healthier. So my discs are much thicker than they should be considering how much beating I put on my spine when I was younger, but they're doing much better than they should be. And I have no pain. I wake up every day without any pain. So they've shown tons of research with this. One with some GMPT, the Journal of Manipulative Physical Therapeutics, showed spinal adjustments restored joint play and motion symmetry. It slowed osteoarthritis progression as well. It improved facet joint motion, which is one of the joints in the spinal bone, reduced pain and disability with osteoarthritis. So that's very cool, right? They showed if you can adjust the spine, it's not going to hurt. It's going to move better. It's going to move towards better health. If you do it continually, it's going to help you dysfunction much better. So it's really important. As a matter of fact, chiropractic adjustments aim to restore normal joint position and motion. And it breaks up the degeneration cycle and aligns what a lot of people are doing. If you look at the blue zones, I talk about all the time. If you're new to the show, the blue zones are little blue dots around the planet where people live much longer than other areas of the world. And they do certain things to improve their ability, their health and ability to live longer and have better mental health and physical health at older ages. But one of the biggest things they do is a lot of mobility. They sit on the floor a lot. They get up and garden a lot. They, you know, they're bending their body in ways that a normal 80, 90, or 100-year-old would never do. Yet they're doing that for just decades throughout their entire life, and they continue to maintain great mobility. Now, if they're ever injured or they lost some mobility, that's where, you know, chiropractic adjustments would really help them to function much better. But it really is the key to not only functioning much better internally, but just function with less pain and trying to get better. Most of the people have arthritis, they try to get to their doctor and get put on medications. And medications can deal with pain. No doubt about it. It can help relieve your pain. Over time, you need more medication to perform the same duty for you. So take care of the pain. One thing it never does is take care of the problem that causes the pain. So if you have an issue where your disc is breaking down, it's hurting you, there's abnormal weight distribution on the joint, and then you take a pill, it'll alleviate the pain, but it'll never get rid of the abnormal position that's causing the pain in the first place. So it's so important to really get with a very good corrective chiropractor, because there's chiropractors out there, and I have many, many patients in my office, they tell me they've been to many chiropractors, and it wasn't always good. And I hate to say it because it's my field, but it wasn't always good. But if you want to know if you have a good chiropractor, one of the biggest things they do right out the gate is take x-rays to see the position of your spine. There's no way in the world someone can feel every vertebra and how out of place it is or isn't and put it back in normal position. So you need to have an x-ray to see what's going on with your spine. It also tells me when I see patients, tells me how much degeneration you have, how much arthritis you have, and allows me to understand how much correction I can expect you to get back to. Now, another very important thing going to the proper chiropractor is they'll do re-x-rays. So when you come to see me, right, I'm not saying I'm the perfect chiropractor for you, but when you come to see me, right, I always do x-rays in the beginning to make sure there's no harm I could do to you. It sets expectation. I speak very clearly. I want to communicate with my patients accurately. And I tell them I can expect X amount of correction with you based on your x-rays. But over time, another x-ray at specific intervals tells me how quickly you're correcting and healing. And yes, people all the time, they get adjusted, and over time, their spine comes back towards normal position. They get better curves in their spine. Certain vertebrae get to better positions. Osteoarthritis can even regress to a certain degree with proper care. So it's so critical to see what's going on in your body. If you're someone right now has arthritis and it's hurting, you know, you got to ask yourself what you're doing, because a pill cannot correct arthritis. Exercise cannot correct arthritis. It can help you move better, but it's not going to correct the malposition of the joint that's causing abnormal motion in the first place. You really need to get it positioned properly, and it has to be proper chiropractic adjustments doing that. So it's so important to know what's going on with you, understand what's going on with your body, and really, if you have pain associated with joint issues, despite being told over and over to the point of brainwashing us that you need to take a pill to fix it, that'll never fix it. It can never fix it. You really need to take care of it properly. Figure out what, through proper x-rays, proper examination, what's going on with you, and see how it can help you function and feel better. So if you want, now I do this every week for my patient, my radio listeners, because I love you guys. You guys are up early. It's Saturday or Sunday morning. This show's on Saturday and Sunday, and it's 7:30 or 7 a.m. in the morning, and I get it. It's early. Now, I get up early anyway, but it's early. You're choosing to listen to the show, which means you want to be healthier. You want to understand this stuff better. So I always love you guys. I want you guys to be much healthier. Now, what I do for my radio listeners every week is, if you want to come into my office, I'm in Fishkill, New York, right in the corner of right in the area of Route 84 and Route 9 where they meet. If you want to come in, I open up 5 appointments where I do my entire exam process for free every week. So you can come in, the entire exam process, which means x-rays, posture screenings with we have technology that checks out your posture and position, as well as going through your history and figuring out what's going on with you, and all follow-ups necessary to figure out how to make you better. If you want to come in and figure out if your body could be better, if it's hurting unnecessarily, if you could be much healthier and function better, give us a call. If you call us or text us at this number, it's 845-896-1200. We'll get back to you Monday. We'll set up a time for you to come in and get checked out, and then help you to be healthier. One of the things I want to tell you, though, is we have had many people come in, they text or they call, they schedule an appointment, and then you don't show. So it's very important. We're a very busy office. Trust me, if you come in, you'll see, we see lots of people, and those appointments are precious to me. So for some reason, if you want to come in, I'd love to see you. But if you're not committed, just don't make the appointment yet. When you're committed in the future, make the appointment then, but wait until the time happens. But if you want to come in and be checked out, I'd love to meet you. I'd love to see what's going on with you. I'd love to help you. Just give us a call or text us. It's 845-896-1200 or 845-896-1200. And text us the word posture. So just the word posture in the text, it'll come to us. We'll call you back and set up the time. Or you can just call us. If texting's not your jam, call us at 845-896-1200. Leave a message saying you heard the show, you want to come in, and we'll call you back and schedule that time on Monday morning. All right. So I don't know if you knew this, right? There's been tons of research on this. I check it out before every show, looking for new information to share with you. But the research is in, right? And now, if you have any extra weight in your body and you're trying to diet and exercise, which one works better? That's a key. Does exercise work better at melting fat off your body, or is it what you put in your mouth that's the bigger determiner of whether you lose weight? And the research states that no matter where you live, and they studied the Hadza tribe, and the Hadza tribe, they're people, you know, essentially kind of bone in the nose people who aren't that modern in what they do, and they don't eat super like delicious food the way we think it is, but they eat the level of calories that they eat versus level calories we eat, it doesn't really matter. Their exercise, their movement, all this stuff is so important, but it only accounts for about 10% of you getting leaner. So 10%. They studied 4,213 adults across 34 global populations, hunter-gatherers, pastoralists, farmers, urban dwellers, using the double-labeled water method to measure true energy expenditure. After adjusting for body size, both basal energy expenditure and total energy expenditure declined by about 7 to 11% in more developed populations, while active energy expenditure, the calories burned via movement, did not vary that much between traditional and modern populations. So what they said for energy expenditure, how much we burn, how many calories we burn, accounted for only about 10% of the increased body fat and BMI in developed population. So they really boiled it down to a simple fact, and that is we eat like crap. right? They said dietary intake, especially high consumption of ultra processed foods, showed a much stronger correlation with increased body fat percentage and obesity. So I felt this is very cool because I have so many people to come to see me and say they went to this diet specialist and they said you can eat whatever you want, right? Eat whatever food you want, especially with Weight Watchers, as long as you don't go above certain points. And I call crap on that, right? So if you say that's the case, it never works out. Many people across the world, they remain lean, healthy, and light because they eat non-processed foods. And it doesn't matter really what you eat. There are certain Eskimos eat blubber, right? Other people across the world, they eat like goat's meat and blood. That's all they eat for the most part. And they're lean and healthy and they look vibrant and their teeth are beautiful and all that stuff. And you say, how the heck does that happen, right? The Hadza tribe have beautiful teeth. These people, they're you know, around, they can get up and hunt for days on end and they have no fat in their body. And you're like, how the heck does that happen? Because they don't have dentists. They don't have diet coaches. They don't have Gold's Gym or whatever gym, you know, you think of. How do they remain so healthy and so vibrant? It's because they don't eat ultra pasteurized food. And what it really means is the study showed that what you eat matters more for obesity than how much you move in terms of calories burned. So movement versus exercise, movement and exercise remains very important for overall health. So this is important. This is one caveat about exercise, because I put it number 4 on the list of things you need to do to be very healthy. Exercise is super important, but it's good for your joints, keeping them lubricated, keeping your body moving well. It's like if you have a car in your garage for 10 years, you don't take it out. You got a lot of maintenance and repairs you got to do just simply because it hasn't moved. So keeping your body moving helps your blood supply get through your body, helps you oxygenate more tissues, which is very important for health, helps your joints remain more lubricated and healthier. So exercise is very good, but as far as losing weight, doesn't help. Doesn't help that much. It's more important what you put in your mouth. Matter of fact, our protocols and programs we do with our patients, we don't really incorporate exercise. So whatever you do, we say continue doing that. Don't increase your exercise. Or if you're working out very hard, we ask you to back off. And you know what happens? People lose tons of weight once we have them back off of hardcore exercise when you think it'd be completely opposite. So you really have to change what you're eating, get much more natural with the food. In a sense, it doesn't really matter what you're eating. It kind of does, but as long as it's not processed at all and you're eating the right quantity of food, you're going to be healthy and lean and happy. I tell the story all the time. My grandparents' generation, she came over from England, married my grandfather in World War II, and she came over by herself at 18 years old carrying a baby. So it was pretty admirable. She's a tough woman, but she came over here and she never really had a weight issue. She never did, but she put on 15 pounds once in her life. 15 pounds. She went to her doctor, probably back in the 60s, and the doctor said, listen, you're getting fat. That's how they spoke to people back then. They weren't as kind, polite, worrying about people's feelings. Said, you're getting fat. Just stop eating dessert. She just had a cookie at night with her tea. She's British. She loved her tea. And said, stop eating that cookie every night and go for a walk. So she stopped eating the cookie and they had a little track like around a football field near their house. And they go out, her and my grandfather, and they walked the track a couple times every night. And she just lost the 15 pounds and she kept that habit for the rest of her life. They go there and walk eight laps around the track, and they lived much longer than their peers did because exercise is important. But back then, you could do that because the food wasn't damaged yet. The food wasn't damaged in the 60s. You can eat one less cookie and drop the weight that you need to drop. Nowadays, it doesn't happen, right? You need to be dieting all the time in order to maintain your current weight. If you're not dieting, your weight goes up. If you have weight in your body, you know exactly what I mean. So it isn't about what you're eating. Often your metabolism becomes so damaged over years of eating processed food that you need to take care of it differently. You need to be more interventional, more intentional with the weight loss process, because you can't just eat less food or eat healthier food and expect the weight to fall off. Now, ideally, if your metabolism is working well for you, it will be easy, right? You could eat less food or eat less processed food and weight would come off. But we developed this condition. I call it the hard loser syndrome. And I'm going to describe what it is. And if it fits you, then this may be you or someone you know. But a hard loser is someone who, if I know people, they eat almost no food, they go into starvation and they don't drop weight. So your metabolism is so damaged that it will not drop weight regardless of how little you eat. That's number one. Number two, and this is very important, if you know how you're built, if your weight is unequally distributed across your body. What I mean by that is if you have a stomach that's bigger proportionally to the rest of your body, you have a rear end that's bigger proportionally than the rest of your body, then you're probably a hard loser because you're storing fat in your body differently. And has a lot to do with what we call high cortisol levels. Your body gets very stressed, your cortisol levels elevate, and then it decreases the hormones that help your body to be lean, light, healthy, muscular, all that stuff, because it suppresses growth hormone and testosterone. So it's very important to get your cortisol under control. So what happens is if you have a damaged gut, your cortisol levels elevate, and then you have this sort of fat you developed around your midsection called visceral fat. And the visceral fat's very dangerous because it isn't on the outside of your muscle. You know, you can have your stomach muscle. If you're obese, a lot of the fat's on the outside of that muscle. Well, visceral fat's on the inside of the muscle, wraps all around your organs in your gut, and it creates issues. It creates hormones that affect your health, create more pain, affect your inflammation levels. Cancer, heart disease is linked heavily with high visceral fat levels. So it's so important to know what's going on. If you have a high visceral fat level, it's pushing your gut outwards, then you have a damaged metabolism and you fall into the hard loser category. And guys, I'm going to tell you what, if you try to lose weight traditionally, you're probably going to end up putting on more weight because you cut back the calories, go to the gym and work harder. Your body's already stressed. Now you're going to work out harder and that could damage your hormones further. And then you just put on more weight. As soon as you get off that treadmill, your body wants to put on weight. So you really have to go about this very differently to help your body work better. You really have to figure out exactly which nutrients you're deficient in, come in, de-stress your body, de-stress your digestive system, your organs, and then eat the right amount of non-processed, non-refined foods, and your body will drop weight quickly. We have coaches and many people that, thousands of people have done this over the past 10 years, and you lose weight very quickly. As I always share, I lost 33 pounds in 40 days, and I don't have that much to lose, but I lost 33 pounds in a little over a month because I applied these principles, and you get much healthier too. You're not just losing weight, your body runs much better. So if you're someone who wants to figure out if this can fit you, if you want to figure out if you want to be healthier through the winter, take off your clothes in the spring and show off a massive, beautiful beach bod. Just kidding. But still, just give us a call. You can give us a call or text us. You can text us at 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. Text the word LOSS, L-O-S-S, and we'll schedule you a time to come in and evaluate you to see if you're a good fit and whether you can drop weight quickly and get healthy. That's 845-896-1200. Just text us the word LOSS. Guys, bless you. Love you. I'll be back with you next Saturday and Sunday with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.